It's almost midnight, sometime after the close of our last episode. As at the Barclay estate, Perry Mason confers with Suzanne Barclay's uncle. Private Operative Paul Drake and Police Lieutenant Halverson double-check the guard protecting Suzanne Barclay. Now, a moment later, as Mason and Della leave...
Oh, it's a beautiful night. Perry, can we stop for a hamburger on the way home?
Hmm?
Hamburger with pickles and mustard and tomato and onion. Ooh. Hey, look, that car is stopping here.
Huh?
It's a district attorney. Perry, I thought you asked Halverson not to tell the DA.
Hmm.
Hello, Mason. Hello, Miss Drake.
Hello, Mr. Axe.
Am I too late, Mason?
Hmm? For what?
To accompany the police when we arrest that number of the combination Miss Barclay can identify. I'm not too late, am I? Is he under arrest?
Not yet.
Oh? But you've made all arrangements, huh?
Everything possible.
Oh, then I'm just in time.
Plenty of time.
Huh?
I say there's plenty of time.
But I... Very well, if you say so. After today, I'm inclined to accept your judgment, Mason. I have to hand it to you. But I don't mind saying I was disappointed when you didn't include me in your plans. However, you were successful. You brought the girl out of hiding, and that's the important thing. I congratulate you, Mason. I mean it.
Well, thanks.
Say, who is Gus, Mason?
You know as much as I do.
Huh? Well, I haven't talked with Suzanne Barclay.
Neither have I.
You haven't? Why?
Suzanne's mother and her uncle refused to let her be questioned tonight.
Why, Mason?
Well, Suzanne fainted when she learned that her mother is alive and well.
Her mother says Suzanne's too upset and nervous to be questioned tonight.
But just one question, just the identity of Gus.
Her uncle refused flatly, and I couldn't force the issue tonight. I was going to phone your office and suggest we get a court order tomorrow morning in case they still refuse to, What is it, Aunt?
Well, knowing you, I know you did what you could to keep her return a secret, but there's a leak.
A rumor?
Worse than that. I got a tip the Daily Blade is carrying the story of her return in the early edition.
What?
That edition's on the street by now. Gus will see that story,
Mason. Well, maybe he won't.
He'll see it. At least we have to figure that way, right, Mason?
Yes.
How did the Blade learn?
Well, how they did doesn't matter. Look, Aunt, Lieutenant Halverson is on the east side of the house. Tell him what has happened. Ask him to alert a squad of men for immediate action.
All right.
And stand by while I talk to Suzanne Barclay.
Meanwhile, miles away in the secret garage of J.T. Doherty's auto theft syndicate, Albert Dallow, boss mechanic, listens to the engine of an expensive foreign sports car.
Hey, Dallow.
Don't bother me. I'm tuning up Mr. Jansen's car. Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Jansen. I'm awful sorry your car ain't ready, but I installed two more carburetors. I'm almost done, Mr. Jansen. It sounds good. Runs sweet.
Oh, good.
I'll bring it to your apartment in a few minutes, as soon as I check it out.
Well, there's no hurry, Albert. Take your time.
Huh? I thought you was going to Smithville.
Yeah, I am. There's plenty of time.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't hold you up.
You didn't hold me up. I had an engagement.
Yeah? With the redhead, Mr. Jansen?
Well, no, Albert, not this evening. Kate Beekman is busy this evening. How's the shipment of cars coming?
Boys will have them out by morning.
That'll make J.T. happy. Tell him hello for me.
Mr. Doherty's out of town. Well, won't you come back before the boss comes back?
You never can tell about it. Well, hold him in the road, Albert.
Okay, Mr. Jansen.
Right.
Mr. Jansen, how'd we come out?
What?
On a fifth race today.
Oh, you have a bet?
Did I? You give me the tip, so sure I played it. I put down every nickel I got. You know how I come out, Mr. Jansen? I ain't had time to check.
Well, I bought a late paper. I'll check for you. What was the horse?
A surprise party in the fifth race.
Okay. Wait till I unfold the paper.
If the odds held up at post time, I stand and make a killing. Can't you find a paper, Mr. Jansen?
Yeah, I found it.
How about the rice?
Hey, wait a minute.
You okay, Mr. Jansen?
Look, I made a change in plans, Albert. I want you to do something for me. Now listen carefully.
Okay, but take it slow so I don't get mixed up.
Now do just as I tell you. You know the safe in the garage office?
Yeah, it's over behind the filing cabinet.
You know the combination?
No, sir.
Well, here it is. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Clear the dial. Then right 32. Left 18.
Mm-hmm.
Complete revolution right. And 16 right.
16. Right.
Then left 41.
Wow.
Have you got that?
Yeah.
You'll find a manila envelope in the little drawer. It's marked currency. Bring me that envelope.
To your apartment, Mr. Jansen?
No, in the restaurant across the street. I'll be in the office.
The office?
I bought the place a couple of weeks ago. Look, you got it straight.
I can remember what you told me, Mr. Jansen.
All right. Now bring me that dough and don't stop for anything.
Okay. It's all right, then.
What?
Well, Mr. Doherty told me not to touch the safe.
Of course it's all right. Now do what I tell you.
Yes, sir. Oh, what about the race, Mr. Jansen?
The race? Oh, yeah, you lost.
Huh?
Surprise party ran last.
Mr. Jansen, you give me the tip.
All right, Albert. I'll see you get your dough back.
Oh, will you, Mr. Jansen? Gee, that's awful nice of you.
Now shut up and bring me that dough.
Wonder how come Mr. Jansen changed his mind. Wonder how come he wants dough. Hey. Maybe Mr. Jansen wants the dough to give me my dough back. I played 500 on the race. But Mr. Jansen don't know that. I could tell him I lost 600 or 800. Or even a grand. Yeah, Mr. Jansen wouldn't know the difference. Yeah, I ain't smart, but I get a few ideas. Yeah. Set in a little drawer. Yeah, here's the envelope. Currency. Feels heavy. Hey, if this is dough. Hey, there's more than 100 G's. $100,000. How am I going to tell him my loss?
Hello, yeah. Albert.
Mr. Doherty. Gee, I'm glad to see you back, Mr. Doherty.
What are you doing in the safe?
Oh, it's okay, Mr. Doherty. Mr. Jansen told me to get...
Yeah? Where is all this?
Well, across the street from his place.
Oh.
Mr. Jansen's going to Smithville. Only there's a change. I mean, he's still going to Smithville, but he wants me to bring him this before he goes.
This recent change?
Yes, sir. I just talked to him on the phone.
I don't suppose he told you what caused the change?
No, sir.
And you haven't seen the paper?
No, sir. Well, I know what's in the paper. My horse ran last.
What?
Surprise party. I had five... I had $1,000 on surprise party in a fifth race. Only surprise party ran last. Well, Mr. Jansen's going to make it up to me. He gave me the tip.
It's nice of him.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, I better get going to Mr. Jansen. He's in a hurry.
Yeah, naturally. All right, I'll go with him.
You?
And I'll take the envelope. Give it to me.
Yes, sir. You ready to go now, Mr. Doherty?
Yeah. Let's go, Albert.
Yes, sir. I'll get Mr. Jansen's car. Mr. Jansen's going to be awful surprised to see you, Mr. Doherty. He's going to be awful surprised.
J.T. Doherty, crime boss, feels himself threatened because Gus Jansen is threatened with exposure. You know how J.T. could remove the threat to himself. You know what could happen. But... well, by all means, hear tomorrow's important and exciting developments.